我会为公正诚实的艺术，绝对不会加油添醋或隐瞒真相说谎话。如果我说的话不实在，愿意接受刑法伪证罪的处罚。通译刘宝珍，中华民国113年4月17日。Sir, the judge would like to confirm with your personal data. Are they all the same as what you stated before?
Yeah, other than the address you just mentioned.
Oh, right? Oh, yes, the update.
Okay, yeah. 就是除了地址刚刚有更新以外，其他都一样。
他写的那个地址是他自己写的吗？
Sir, the address you wrote on the paper,
yeah.
Did you write that yourself?
The lady helped write it for me, so I can't write Chinese. So.
有人帮我写，一位女士帮我写的。
所以改的地址是台中市新丰区大墩20街。
Yeah.
1-8-5-4-1。
Yeah. Yeah.
Fifth floor, that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number 118.
Yeah.
Okay. 118.
Yeah.
改成这个地址是吗？
对。According to the prosecutor's indictment and also the verdict made by the judge in the first instance, you were accused of violating Article 14(1) of the Personal Data Protection Act for illegal use of personal data. And you have the following three rights during the trial. First, you can remain silent and do not need to say anything against your will. Second right is you can appoint a defense attorney. If you have any proof to show that you have low income, low to middle income, or you are the aborigine of Taiwan, and you can ask the court to provide some legal assistance. And also, if you have any psychological or mental disability that make you not being able to express yourself or understand the judge's question, you may ask for legal assistance as well.And the third part is you can ask the court to investigate any evidence that is beneficial to you. Do you understand all the accusations and then your rights?
I think so.
了解。So regarding the reasons for your appeal, are they all the same as what you stated last time? 是，同权所述。To you some documents in the file for the first incident from page 17 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
Want you to confirm if this was submitted by you. It's a little bit of a
question.
It's a little bit of a question.Did you submit this to the court? Was it submitted by you in the first instance?
我看不懂中文 what is this?
那个庭上这一份应该它还有一个英文对照吧 Okay, scroll down, this is the translation for this part. So you submitted to the court in the first instance?
Yes, I did, yes, definitely.
是有这一份有那个可能给他看英文的那个部分。
Yeah, yeah.
是有。
I don't know how it translated because it's Google.
Yeah.
Is...
Translation was done by Google.
Yeah, this is this my.
The documents you submitted in the first instance.
4 years ago? Three?
No,
yeah.
停下这一份他提交的日期是什么时候？因为
Yeah, this is true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah, it's true. I wrote it.
Just
yeah,
to
I
confirm
did.
If
yeah,
you.
I wrote
yeah,
it.
If you submitted those documents, can you
but
sign?
Did I submit it to the court?
等一下，这是他要确认一下，这是他提交给法院的吗？
These documents were attached to the
oh,
file.
Oh, I remember last year. It was last year in
she
is
not
August.
When
August.
They received that, so
let me take a
because
look.
Because it is typed out from
mm-hmm.
the computer, so
yep.
there was no
how
signature.
Did it get, how
so
did it get
typed? No, it's you.
Oh,
you prepared the document,
okay.
so but there
sign
is
it.
No signature,
oh.
and so the judge would like you to confirm.
Yes.
If you can submit those
yes.
documents, please sign. Next to your name. 平常的话再确认一下。
Oh yeah, that was a dark place.
那就是每天要签嘛，因为他从前面最后一页就可以了。
Yeah, yeah. I just, I hope that the judge understands when I wrote this, it was in, when I wrote this, it was right at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was so close to just, I've had it. It's been 3 years, and I was very angry. And I referred to Taiwan as a third world republic, banana republic shithole. And I told my friend, and he said, oh my God, you didn't say that. And I said, I did. And he said, you shouldn't have said that. And I got to the court, and I said, the first thing I said to the judge was, please forgive me for some strong words. I was almost not going to come back at all. It was, but then I met the woman from the immigration and she changed my mind. And now I'm back.
Sir, on page 95 of the file number 12101, it's a case report from the branch, the police station. And according to this report, it says that on 23rd January 2021,
yeah.
they receive a case report, so when they appear at the scene, Kurzweil means a foreigner, Mr. Kurzweil said that he had some dispute with the landlord. He offered the landlord's number to the police officer. Police officer, regarding admissibility. Do you understand that admissibility means if this paper can be used as exhibit or evidence for the case?
Yeah.
Do you have any opinions?
Yes, I went to the police station because of the prank phone call, whom I did not know who it was. I was really scared. I honestly did not know who called me to say those profanities at me on the phone and told me to go home. No one wants you here. Nobody wants you in Taiwan. And other bad words, I won't repeat them in a courtroom, but I think we know the words he probably said. I went to the police station because a friend of mine said, you need to get it documented that you had this phone call. I said, but I didn't record it.
So you went to the police station.
So that's why I went there.
Went to your crime school.
I walked it right down the street. Is that what this is? About the phone call?
No, they didn't mention about the phone call. No, 所以报案人是那个被告本人吗？ OK, OK. So according to this duty report received by the court, it didn't really specify who called the police for the incident. The police officer in this document only says that when they got to Dagen Fifth Street, number 348. They were told that some people had disputes. So at that time when they got to that address, you were there and you say to the officer that you had a dispute with your landlord, Ms. Li Huilu, and also you gave the police officer Ms. Li Huilu's number.
Okay, the truth is not that at all. The police station is literally two blocks from the house. So for them to say that they went to the house and talked to me about a dispute, I guess it's a small enough distance, we won't call it a huge lie, but it's not the truth. The truth is, I went to the police station to report this phone call, this nasty phone call, because it had me extra worried with the door that didn't lock. And I didn't know who, I really had no idea who it was from at that time. And when I went to the police station, I went there probably nervous and upset and tried to use my translator to explain to them that I've had a prank phone call. And in the documents they saw the landlord's name and her phone number.
What document?
I don't know what I went there with. It's been 4 years ago now, but I think it could have been my rental contract. It could have probably was my rental contract because that would have her name and her phone number, right? Or no, maybe it was just in my phone, right? I had Bella and her phone number. And the policeman said, well, who's your landlord? I said, she is, because I think they just didn't want to listen to English much more. So they thought, oh, let's just call her and see what's going on. So when they called her, she set the record straight that it was indeed a dispute about, maybe that was when I wouldn't let Paul in through the door, but there was no fight, it was simple. You're not coming in.
No, you didn't say there was a fight.
Well, I used the word fight, dispute, argument. It's just like, no, you're not coming in, bye. And there was no, he walked away, that was it. But then I got the phone call 5 minutes later, and that's what freaked me out. Now, the police wrote something completely untrue to what I went there to record. I went there to record the fact I had a prank phone call. I did not know who it was from. You know,
okay.
You get the idea.
庭上，刚刚所提到的这份职务报告，事实上，实情不是如此，因为警局离我租就是那个租任地点大概只有距离两个街区，所以是我因为接到匿名电话，而且当时门没有办法上锁，我感到害怕才去警局报案的。我去到警局的时候，我非常的紧张，也感到很沮丧。当时警员可能有看到文件，那这份文件可能是我的租约，也或者是他们是看到我手机上面有房东的姓名跟电话。或是我放手机有房东的姓名和电话，因为他们不想一直听英文，应该说不想一直用英文沟通，所以才说不然我们直接打给房东，跟他了解是发生什么情况。
And there's two very important points to this.
So from what you said earlier, the police officer, it's from the document or from your phone. That's how they found out the number of your
name. I would say, and they just wanted to, sir, this is the moment we're going to find out what happened. And then we'll call her and she'll tell you. So in this happening, she, the landlord, now is admitting that it was in fact her husband that was talking with me on the phone.
No, the judge would like to confirm with you the way how the police found out, is it either from the document you said at least?
I think when I went there, I just had papers and help. Oh, you know,
okay,
I mean, this
okay,
is where
okay.
I live, and they drew that from it.
Yeah,
what kind of doubt what I'm holding.
You can tell the numbers, right? You know the numbers.
123. 123. 对对对，我懂，我听懂 more than 我看不懂。Yeah.
Section, you say that the legal attached letter and the envelope you posted online was a bit blurry, not clear. So the judge has already inspected the video you posted. And do you have any opinions on that?
The video was, again, but two points about this, I think it's very important before we move on.
庭上在提到这个问题之前，针对刚刚
I'm sorry, but
那一点，那可以再补充两个意见吗？
Like in relation to it.
Just hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
question, not add too much additional information.
Oh, I
know, but it's time. So it's the previous question. 那个出去关不好意思，再往上移，他是要补充上面那一个问题。This is about the duty report issued by the police officer. So what kind of information you want to tell the judge?
Well, it was in the 2 or 3 days that followed this date of the phone call that I was in Shinju at this, for lack of a better word, trap. I don't know what it was. You saw the video in Shinju. And he said, he heard me say, because I was with my friend Patrick.
He is who?
The husband who was there. Bella wasn't there that day. And I realized, that's the guy. Patrick, that's the guy that was on the phone. And as soon as I said that, Patrick's my friend who drove me to Shinju. And I said, that's the guy, because I heard his voice. And he put the phones out on the table, five of them. And he said, it wasn't me who called you. So he didn't even, because he doesn't understand English, but he didn't even have a clue that I was accusing, that was him. And the phones came over. He said, so that's admission by default, that he's the one that made that prank phone call. And her wife says it to the police, that he made that prank phone call. We had a lot of evidence it was him that made the phone call. So I just thought it's worth saying. Sorry for holding us up, but I thought it's worth saying. You know.
So only this part.
This is the two points. One there, one there. Yeah.
听众关于匿名电话的部分，我要补充的是，大概我接到匿名电话之后，大概3-4天，我要到新竹去进行调解。当时是我的朋友 Patrick。在我过去新竹
，Patrick，yeah, Patrick Ping Cheng, yeah, and I have a Chinese.
在我过去，那在现场的时候
，Patrick，Patrick，R-I-C-K, Ping Cheng, yeah. That's enough. Okay, okay.
那在现场，我朋友一听到房东。先生的声音马上告诉我说我认得这个声音电话就是他打的当时我并没有告诉房东先生我有怀疑电话是他打的他就现场摆出说他有5支电话然后说不是我打的，对。没有意见。
没有意见，那我们开始看电影。我们那个段子，他会拿公益包。
There will be the video section by section because they have already made it into written records.
Thank you.
This is September 2021.
Long time ago.
Yeah, let's look at the time of the video.
俄罗斯本教授要证明。
That's what it is.
That's the address.
Yeah. So there's nothing illegal about those videos. It's too far.
So the one of the videos I have bottom left, it shows the address of her.
Yeah, take a picture of your nail.
This is the legal data that you published in the video.
That's September the 21st, or September the
21st?
September.
It shows the seal of the name.
So,
it's very clear.
Oh,
that's
in that one. Yes, that was before I changed it. That was before she told me she was going to sue me, and I said, I'm sorry. Right? And I took
After she said that,
I went through with my friend Max from the other courthouse, and went through with a fine-tooth comb.
You need to change that. You change what sign
I said, Max,
you make it
everything. I said, we need to look at everything. Is there anything in here on these pages that contains this? And he went through it with me. I blocked them out. So that was probably right before she sent me the email.
So after you check, you blank them out?
Yes, I then take your email so you couldn't see it. And apologize and wrote an email. Just as soon as I heard. Yeah.
You want me to say that to the judge?
Yes.
Okay. Just a minute. So if you can see the enlarged screen, you can see the envelope that shows the plaintiff's name and address.
Mm-hmm.
有刚刚我有同时发给他，对，我们开业的结果有看到那个信封跟存证信卡，然后上面的告诉我的地址跟姓名都是清楚的。庭上说这个拍摄的时间点应该是在告诉人告诉他说要告他之前，因为告诉人有告诉他之就是告诉了告知他说要告他的时候。 他就有跟他朋友说，我们要仔细把影片检查一下，看看是不是有这样子的资讯。所以之后他就有把告诉人的资讯盖掉，并且透过电子邮件跟告诉人道歉。哎，叫什么来着？这个日期应该是在告诉人告知他之前。 要告他之前，对，那在告诉人告诉我 之后呢，我就有跟我的朋友讲说，我们要仔细检查影片的内容，并且将告诉人的资讯，他是说，又就是有把它盖掉，对，那并且用并且透过电子邮件跟告诉人道歉。According to the inspection result of the video, you deposited on the website and the web page that shows the plaintiff's name and address.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have any opinions on this inspection result?
I get a bit of trouble if I go to the post office and take a picture.
No, just allow you to focus on the inspection. So what we saw here is that the video does show her name and address. So do you deny that?
Or? Oh no, I admit it, and I didn't. I didn't know it was bad. At that time, I didn't understand it was there.
当时我并不知道上面有他的姓名跟地址。
But as soon as she told me.
Sir, you are claiming that you admit that at that time you did put this document on
the internet. I wanted
to
document everything, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't know that it contained the plaintiff's name and address.
I didn't know that it was a sin in this country to publish someone's name and address and phone number, especially under these
circumstances. So you knew that it has her information on it when you publish it? Publish it.
Is that from me to her or her to me? Yes, from me to her, right?
No, the thing you, she to you, the letter she sent to you.
Yeah.
So please listen to the question very carefully, okay? When you posted that, did you know that the envelope, the letter, the envelope already contained the plaintiff's name, address? Because you admitted that action, so...
Well, I was fearful for my life with the door that didn't lock at the time, and it was 4 years ago, so the memory's rather vague. But at that time, when you're under that kind of mental, you know, effdom, you can't recall exactly what you knew and didn't know. I was saying, help, 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 someone help. You know what I mean? I had exhausted every resource. So I can't recall, oh, I know that's her address. I'm going to put that. No, that wasn't how it was. It was more like a diary of events to show people what was going on. When she brought it to my attention, it was taken down. And if it shows a date past the time that she can grow, make it clearer, I want to bring to our attention, in website building, sometimes we need to clear the cache because it's getting the old file. So if I update the file on my end, it's got the same name, so it might look clear on her computer, but on a brand new computer that's never looked at that page before, it will be foggy. So she might think I didn't fix it, but actually I did. She needs to clear her cache. And I just want to bring that to everyone's attention, something that happens when websites are updated. You know, for them to load properly, if they don't clear the cache, they might see it as it used to be, not as it is today. And I think that could have been some of her issue with me too. She might have thought, he didn't change it. But in fact, I had, and I apologize, and I have an email about that too.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
其实我现在没有办法记得很清楚，因为当时我只是因为门没有办法上锁，所以我对我自己的人身安全感到害怕。那我当时做这个动作，只是就像一个日记的一个记录，我想要告诉别人说发生什么事。Okay. sir, the judge want you to focus on the question because the judge already understand your motives.
Okay, good.
So please focus on her question. At the moment, because when we inspect the video, it does show the address and the her name on the envelope,
mm-hmm.
and the letter, and the legal attest letter. So right now, do you admit that you, when you, do you admit that you posted
the
letter and the envelope with the plaintiff's name and address?
Yeah, I posted everything on that page. Yes.
Okay.
I made it. Yeah.
承认有张贴该传真信函及信封。But do you still want to claim that at the time when you posted the envelope and the letter, you didn't know that it actually contained the plaintiff's name and address?
I was going to... But I don't... I was just posting like a diary, and it wasn't meant for everybody.
It was, 我当时只是像做日记一样这样做一个记录。
It wasn't public, like...
Sir, do you admit or deny that the letter and the envelope you posted does have the plaintiff's name and address?
Yeah, I was posting.
的确有此资讯 yes.
I was posting it, hopefully a lawyer would see it and do it pro bono. They just maybe can help me.
我当时只是要寻求帮助。
And the landlord's
name. 那个庭上，他刚刚有说明关于那个电脑暂存档的部分，我需要翻译给你。他要表达的就是说，因为这个影片的内容是9月28号嘛，他已经不确定告诉了是什么时候跟他讲说他要告他的，但是告诉了跟他通知以后，他就有把他的资讯给移除。但是他说有可能告诉人在。看，就是我们勘验的这个时间点的时候，他的电脑里面的暂存档有一个叫 catch 的，就是翻成暂存档，他并没有去清除，所以才会变成说，告诉人在看手机的那个网页的时候，他的资讯还是清楚的。但是事实上，从被告的电脑，因为他已经更新过了，已经把那个资讯给盖掉，从被告的电脑里面看起来那个文件是模糊的。告诉人手机里面，对对对，这暂存档尚未清除。
手机里面的暂存档
尚未清除，所以他看到的是旧的页面，而更新后的新页面，告诉人的资讯是模糊的。To the second video, take on the 29th of September 2021
and
2:27.
And this one's like 27th.
Because you don't see the time by the time I saw it. I just has the 22 and the information that you already updated the website.
I wouldn't have done it. What's going on here?
Go to Yahoo website and open this website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I learned about TW, Landlord Scan. Yeah, okay. There it is. Why is that so wrong?
Members and documents. Yeah.
I'm going to type in the address so I can see the.
She's forgetting to tell us that I'm living the door doesn't lock.
Just focus on the video.
That's the best video. I recommend that one the most. Why would I publish this?
Video conferencing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they can clearly see the plaintiff's image.
For 1 second. Mm-hmm. So all hour is an hour. There she is. A big deal.
It's
about, it's about her privacy and her security. What about mine? Story that doesn't look. You know.
For this video, the computer shows it was taken at 2:27 p.m. on the 29th of September, 2021.
Yeah.
And just the thing this video also shows the envelope and the legal attestation that shows the plaintiff's name and address. And also at 1:40, you can also see the plaintiff's image. Do you have any opinions on this video?
Well, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong with that video. I honestly didn't. I made the video because I made the video to illustrate she won't.
So it's just like what they recorded here. From what second you can see the envelope.
I made it. But it was to show she won't talk about my privacy and security. She won't talk about a door lock. She'll talk about color of curtains the whole time. And she always diverts. It's just to show how she's so good at diverting.
Video 3. 29th September 2021.
That's because she searched it before. She's been clicked before it's purple. So she's done it before. Yeah, she's in the
After she clicked on the envelope, the envelope clearly
shows her address. Yeah, I took a picture of an envelope. Right? Go to the post office, take a picture, you're going to be in big trouble.
She scrolled down this legal testament.
Yeah, the same, it's the same as before. Same as before. Because I was hopeful to find a lawyer that would just do it pro bono. If I collected everything, only a fool would see that she's nothing but a guilty thief. If you watch my videos, because I don't have another way to communicate here. I know how to communicate this way because I can put the subtitles in another language. And that way I can see what the show is being said.
I didn't know this. 来证明房东有罪。
It was, I hate reliving it. It's awful.
So you say that you made it means that you posted the letter and the envelope.
I put it all there hopefully that a lawyer might find it to help me out.
就是把信封跟存证信函粘贴。
And it wasn't always connected. You know what I mean? I know this. What did you do? No door locked.
The form shows it's taken two.
That's another video she doesn't know.
VPN on the 4th of October 2021.
How come there's no legal recourse for me, and I'm the one with the door that doesn't lock, and she can go after every year, 5 years later, become every little video? It doesn't make sense at all. But it is a scam. By definition, it's a scam. Again, she'll go through every document. We're going to have to waste our time. I agree with her, although I made them. But after she told me to take them down, I did. And if she says I didn't, I did. I very much did, because I do not want to be in trouble with the law here, you know. Good Lord. And it was after I exhausted every other avenue that I resorted to this. I tried everything I could think of, and no one could help me. Not even the old policeman friend. He got a lawyer, and he said he didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh my gosh. What do I do? You know, I didn't have a realtor to talk to at the time because he's not my realtor, and then he backed away. And I got her angry. I'm showing a video of her taking an hour talking about colors of curtains. That's to show you, look, she won't touch the issue that we called her for. There's proof she's avoiding it. She knows that she can maneuver the law and screw me, and someone should just wait, and she'll catch, she'll gather. It's her game, is what she does. I mean, she's an old pro. I don't know what I'm going to sue for at the other court. Who knows? She sent me so many letters. It got to the point where it's just like, every day, they need me to sign for something. And McDonald's. Put them over here. You know, I don't even know what I was signing. She's probably upset about the Google translation. Because that's oftentimes not a good translation, as you know. Very much not a good translation. Safari. Or they choose the translation.
This is the return records for this video.
Okay.
It shows how she found out certain information on the pages.
This kind. What do you expect? What do you expect? You have a tenant. You're not giving the door that locks. Do you expect him to be friendly? You know, what do you want from me? You know, I paid her pretty well during the height of COVID. I think I did very well to do $28,000 a month for 12 months. That's pretty good. With not one new customer. But anyway, never enough for the law.
Okay.
Because when she climbed, she clicked different.
That's not, this is stupid.
Right? Because it's, what she clicked here is different from the previous video.
So you get to see me two times?
No, for the same case.
Okay, she's just dragging it out.
Yeah, trying to improve that she used different ways to find.
Well, you can find my website many different ways. You could use Google, mm-hmm. You could use Safari, you could use Firefox, you could use Chrome, you could use.
Yeah, so she just.
Yeah, so that's good.
And the next page, she also say that her name and address was covered as well. So do you have any opinions?
Well, when she told me to take it down, and I apologized to her and said, I've gone through it with a fine-tooth comb. Please, if there's anything that shouldn't be there, tell me, and I want to take it down. I don't want anything of you that should not be online. But what I would like is a door that locked, Bella. And so she knew that I was sincerely saying, if you see anything else, let me know. She didn't let me know. She kept it up for a whole year.
我就马上移除了，并且跟他道歉。同时告诉，同时跟告诉人说，如果他还有看到任何不当的内容，请立刻通知我。我当时那个听到接下来这一段是他刚刚在看影片的过程当中跟我讲的。我当时尝试了很多不同的管道要寻求帮助，可是都没有人可以帮我，甚至连警察。 还有中介都说帮不了我，房东都没有针对我跟他联络的问题去做任何的处理，这整件事是一个骗局。
At what point would a normal person think, hey, he's not making this elaborate website in multiple languages with lots of video work that takes countless hours for fun. He's trying to run his business. Why is he doing this? Maybe I should give him a door that locks. Because it wasn't fun for me to publish all this stuff. It took a lot of work, countless hours. I mean, I didn't do it because I was being, it was a good time. I did it because I didn't know what else to do. Help.
Regarding the return records they made for the video, do you have any opinions?
Like, isn't it interesting that I could spend so many hours making all this website? She could spend so many countless hours making these for the court and suing me 5 years in.
Just focus on the return records. Is that do you have any opinions on the process?
It's a shame she didn't think about a door that locked and we would have avoided all of this. That's what I'm thinking. I can't believe she's assassinated.
房东当初可以把我跟他说的门锁坏掉的事情纳入考量，其实这些事情都不会发生。如果他可以真正的和问题纳入考量，这些事情都不会发生。对。是。对，note that down. Please. Focus on the return records they made for the video. Is it consistent with what?
Yeah, I need it. I need them all.
Yeah, 是我制作的。 extract the images for the videos, the judge will guide the prosecutor and you have to go through. These are the images extracted from the videos. Do you have any opinions?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There
we go.
Okay. These are the images they extracted from the videos.
Yeah. So in the videos is in it as well. Okay. Again, I mean, whatever, I'm sure I did it. I'm not trying to avoid or ignore or be, I'm not a liar, I'm a very honest guy. I made it all, but why? Were you pushed in the street? Is that why you were jaywalking? It's like that. I know she uses a Sony phone now.
Sir, so when can you get to the court?
Is that it right there?
The judge saw the video. She thinks that the content of the video is not really relevant to whether or not. Relevant for them to decide whether or not your action commits a crime.
I was motivated. I didn't feel safe. Would you feel
so
safe?
So this is for explaining your motivation.
Yeah.
这个影片主要是要跟庭上解释当初张贴这些内容的动机。
And I didn't make all this first. I tried every avenue.
So basically, your motivation is that when you express the problem, the issues, that the door couldn't be safely locked to the plaintiff and she didn't deal with that or gave you any good response, that's why you posted those content. Is this the motivation?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was I don't want it to look like a suicide. And I said again, I don't want it to look like a suicide. Mm-hmm. And I lived like that for a year. It sounds dramatic, but I'm a dramatic guy.
Yeah. 平常直接使用代号吗？ Okay, so earlier you already expressed your motivation for the behavior while you posted the plaintiff, the documents that mm-hmm. shows the plaintiff's name, address, and phone number. Mm-hmm. And the judge is saying that according to the information she has in the file, no matter if the information was submitted by you or the plaintiff, already shown that regarding the safety issues of the house, that your opinions are different from the plaintiff. So the information regarding the door, the safety issue there, because the door couldn't lock, uh-huh. then you two have different opinions.
No, she just, she wouldn't address it.
Yeah, but so in the file, judge can already get the conclusion
okay.
for the safety part. So regarding the link you provided to the judge, do you still want the judge to inspect the video?
Yeah, the death threat by Weber and Vanessa's testimony for the threatening. Weber's the real, in the middle part. And when Vanessa said she sent me pictures of her upped insurance in case of a suicide, that's a big crime where I come from. That's as good as a death threat on, you know. So these are important things to say. This guy really was scared for his life, and he has enough evidence to say he really was scared for his life. You know, I really was. And I have a lot of evidence anyone would be.
在这段影片里面可以看得出来，我当时面对死亡的威胁，我是因为担心害怕我的生命安危，才做出此类行为。
Yeah, I mean, question, does it matter if he's scared for his life? I mean.
Okay, because you want the judge to inspect that, so the judge will still inspect the video. They will make it into. She did that because she already said it's not relevant, but because you insist.
I do, anyone would be scared. If you're in there, you're going downstairs, the door's open. You don't know they're coming. That's an.
They will inspect the video now, okay?
Do you want me to speak and tell what's going on?
No, she will. They will be quite helpful.
You already know. I told you outside.
They will make the region record what they see, so we cannot make any opinions because that's an objective.
Well, I'm just telling you, this is when I moved in, and the door was open, and I didn't know anyone was coming. But no, you know, no one told her that's not okay. You can't come in my house without me knowing. You should tell me first. And then we're thinking key. And he's like, because I didn't have a key for the glass door at that point, just my room.
你看，在勘验过程中，他可以附加说明或表示意见吗？ Okay, they need to inspect the video first and know that what they see.
Mm-hmm.
The video
just what they see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's objective evidence.
After he fixes it.
Yeah. someone of another Dharma downstairs and walk to the iron gate. And from the right of the screen, the guy with the red top appears. So you walk to the
it's a lot of
and then
I'm so hoping to this work.
Did
she know that he appeared from behind the plant? He appeared from behind the plant. Take a look. He was hiding. Take a look.
No, but this is the objective practice of meditation.
He was hiding.
To emphasize that just hold on, take a look, okay?
Yeah.
You just let down the conversation. You say that I don't know you have my key. And he said, no. So you ask him why you came here. He said, no, no, I didn't know it was here. She was here. She wanted to get something. And you say, no. It's a rainbow. You say, foundation. So who was the real stage? Told you that he was going to change the motor at the iron gate. He said to you, I called him and I asked him to come. Mm-hmm. So for this inspection records, do you have any opinions?
That repair man for the motor.
Sir, was it that you that filmed this video?
Yeah. I got out of bed and heard noise.
The gentleman, the landlord?
No, that was a guy. They would appear out of nowhere, like. Paul's not in this video, but I have many, many hours of video that he is in.
So regarding the written records they made for this part of the video, do you have any opinions?
I wasn't saying, no, you can't fix the gate. What I was saying is, maybe you should tell me if you're coming in my home, it's the law.
You
can't just come in.
他是告诉他说,
I wasn't saying no. Sure, come fix what you want to fix.
You know.
My point was you can't come into someone's premises unless they're informed first, right? That's the best law.
So from the that,
perfect.
That's the
very
third.
Good. Yeah,
out,
lovely.
Sir, does this video, this part of the video, show that the landlord hired someone, found someone to come and fix the iron gate or the
No, there were always people coming in, waiting at the door, and I'd come downstairs and I'd just have to stop the class, stop what I was doing, and let Paul tell my students what to do until they were scared away. It was like he was paid to get them to not want to come there anymore, really.
Sir, from this video, at the end, after you talked to the gentleman, did you finally understand that he was there to fix
the
door? The
whole video is in the original website, but that's one of the videos that's on YouTube. It's private now. It shows the whole thing.
Focus on the judge's question.
Yeah.
So at the end, you did realize that he was there to fix the iron gate or the glass door.
I never did know what he was actually there for.
完全就是从头到尾都不知道他来的目的。
They just would leave a big mess every time. You had to clean the walls and the floors every time.
Sir,
after Paul fixes it. That's important. After.
After Paul is...
calls that guy.
That guy
number three.
The red...
No,
which guy?
Paul had hired him, but Paul was never really around. He would always go on his scooter here and here and here.
So that you just show on this screen by saying sliding metal
after Paul fixes it.
So what did you want to say here? Why did you put this line on the screen?
Because look what happens after he fixes it. It almost kills my friend. I mean, what are the odds?
差点害我的朋友受伤。一到第三点是指那一个红色的那一个人吗？
对，我们
刚
看到。
OK OK， 那个叔叔刚不好意思，那么上面那一句麻烦修改一下，差点害死我朋友，因为他是用 kill 那个字。Sir, so the gentleman mentioned here, Paul was in the guy in the red dress.
No, that's his guy Paul hired, I said.Paul came later in the video, and was in the full-length video, you see Paul, but not that clip.
第三个 Paul 并没有出现在影片里面。
In the full-length, you'll see him. He's a nice enough guy, but not very smart. Oh, yeah, because in the full video, you can see Paul comes, and everything's, we talk on the phone with my friend Julia, and it's all...Just to illustrate the ignorant behavior that would make anyone feel unsafe.
没有出现在画面中，但我想，画面中的人是 Paul 聘请的。So you say that the guy might be hired by Paul, is it for fixing the door or what?
I mean, I don't know, but for fixing something.
我不知道，应该是要修理某一样东西吧。
They would always go and do something and leave and make it worse.
因为总是会有人来修理东西，然后就离开了。You mean to fix something?
Every time they would fix something, it would break or it would be worse.
You mean in the rental place?
Yes. Yes. And every time he would come in, maybe the toilet seat was really nice, he changes it to a really cheap one and takes it nice and away.
Sorry.
No, I just want you to know, like, when he's fixing it, all right? He's fixing it so I want to leave. They're trying to push me out right from the beginning. That's why it's a scam. Can't you see? That's true, I had a baby.
So this part shows that after you say that the door was fixed by Paul, and then suddenly...
The next day.
Do you have any opinions?
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you.
So for this part of the video, you wanted to express that the iron gate fell off suddenly.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel safe either, would you?
就此情况庭上，你应该也觉得不是很安全吧？
What I say is, and I think they should translate it, it's important. I left in tears after roughest hours of verbal abuse. It was a demoralization attack that I later learned was a trap.
So why do you put this?
Because it's the truth, it's what happened, and it was a demoralization attack.
You mean that what happened?
Yeah, in that meeting.
Yeah.
And that's what they, that's a joke, but that's, they actually gave me that key. Explain exactly. Yeah. How dare you charge me money for making you work for nothing?
He shows that he was angry.
That I won't work for nothing. They can't boss me around and tell me how to make their house better. So they're telling me how to take out the garbage and how to fix these things. And he's angry.
For the written records here, do you have any opinions? And also, this is the landlord's husband, right? 对，房东先生。
That's Paul beside him. The three of them.
那个在他所 on the right.
Yeah, that's Paul right there.
那个这一位是 Paul, 在右手边。
对。 And it was in this meeting. He says, "I didn't call you yesterday. See all these phones call them."
他说就在调解的过程中，他。
And in a part of this, sorry, so much to say. So it's related to back to the prank phone call we mentioned earlier. It's related to that. That's why I mentioned it, just because it's kind of connected. It's a joke. The husband in this meeting. This is the realtor.
For this is for the realtor.
Rather, yeah, a friend of mine.
这一段是关于我跟中介见面的情况. Why? What did you try to say here?
Weber was a person that found the place for me, a realtor. I actually met him he called out of the blue last week, and I actually met him. I hadn't talked to him for all this time.
No. Focus on
Weber. Who is Weber, right?
No. For this test.
Okay.
Why did you put it here?
Put what we're going to see or what we just saw?
The previous.
You want to know why I put that there? The previous one or what we're going to see?
No, this. Words here.
Oh, these
Why
words.
Did you put these words in the video?
Because here? Weber is the realtor that found the place that after trying to negotiate with Bella about just giving me a door that locked and not leaving me with no choice but to leave and you keep my money, which isn't very nice. And so he puts his hands up and says, "Ross, I'm no longer your realtor. Paul's your realtor now." And that doesn't make sense because he's not my realtor, but Paul officially was the new guy I'm supposed to call if I need a light bulb changed. But Weber came by that Christmas while Max was there. Max works at the other courthouse. And he just came by to say Merry Christmas. And I'm worried about your safety. And I don't know. I just don't want anything to happen to you when I say, will they kill me? I mean, at what point with the door that doesn't lock? And you can tell I'm really upset in this video because he says that the meeting was a trap. You'll hear him.
Okay.
Do you see? Trump speaks the voice today.
停沙准，对对，因为他主要要说 Web 这个人原本是帮他找到这个租屋处的中介，那他协助帮就是被告跟告诉人之间关于门无法上锁的这件事情去进行协调还有沟通，那他有告诉人说你可不可以把那个门锁修好，才不会说让被告被迫要离开那个地方。那后来就是在接下来的影片里面可以看到 Weber 有跟被告讲说，我现在已经不是你的中介了，后才是你现在的中介。对，那他当时来找我是来跟我说圣诞节快乐，但是他也跟我说他担心我的安全，所以在这个接下来影片里面，庭上你可以看到我非常的沮丧。
好，后是介绍你住这个房子的中，是介绍我住这个房子的中介。
对。
那我有透过这个waiver 去跟告诉人说，门要怎么去维护，才能让他继续好好使用这个租处。但是我有跟他说，他现在已经不是被告的中介了。
对。
对，然后也告
诉被告说他担心被告的安稳是这样。对。好。后来被告诉我说，他会担心。This cut rate to the part. You should be subtitles. They come up and I'm not going to work. I'll help this man. They try to make you angry.They record. Can you hear it?
We'll see the conversation ourselves.
See, broken the contract. And you, he's explaining.
Yes, they did.
Okay.No, I just wanted to show that anyone would be afraid if these things were happening to them.
Just to show I'm reasonable.
Look, like that's open all night long, that glass like that. There's no protection from the outside world whatsoever.
So, 那个他说是他的朋友 Max, 站着的是 Weber.
Yeah.
就是之前的中介。是他的朋友 Max, 对对，协助他处理一些法律上的问题。
He actually works at the other courthouse and helps the judge. Do you want his full name? I have his Chinese name too if they want to talk to him. I do, I have his.
那个庭上他这样询问你说，因为 Max 是也在法院工作，所以。您有需要
的意见吗？
先
So then, the same visit, being told that they could hurt me or kill me if I do not pay the full amount in the contract.
So
that's a 5-year contract.
Try to say here.
Well, I mean, her husband in the other video that's not in this video is screaming, "Get out of my house!" The door fell down, almost killed my friend. They don't address the curtains. They'll spend an hour talking about the color of curtains instead of a door that locked. And I'm illustrating all of this in the videos. Can't you see it's a scam yet? I mean, can't you see? So he's telling me that she's going to sue me or kill me or hurt me, but you better pay that money. You should be. I'm worried about your safety. Now, how would you feel with a door like that? Come on.
那个庭上就是这一段主要是要说明说，在另一个影片里面，房东先生都没有针对门无法上锁的这件事情去做处理，他只是叫我要滚出租屋处。这件事情是一个骗局。 他们告诉我说要告我，要杀了我，做，就是只是要我，这是一个骗局。房东说要告，就是告诉人说要告我。 要杀了我，其实只是要我赔偿他们，应该说只是要跟我要钱。It's
bad audio. I said, "Are they gonna kill me?" He said, "I don't want to get hit again." That's just a neighbor walking by, a friend that lives upstairs, actually.
So you just passed by to see.
He's very investigative. Are you giving him a death threat? Because we were all thinking legal, 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 because I'm getting mail every day that's legal mail. You can tell how angry I am, because every day this legal mail's coming in.
B男就是那个Weber，他是在跟被告谈论关于死亡威胁吗？
他只是在解释的Lisa是他的好朋友，然后他试着要去中间居间协调。 Yeah, this is important.
而且他有告诉 Bella is the landlord，Bella 就是房东，他有跟 Bella 讲说这整件事情对被告而言就是非常的困难，整个情况对他来讲非常的困难。 那个被告只是要表达的Lisa，我就是被告的好友的Lisa。
She's just a good friend who tried to mediate things and make it all peace. Yeah, okay.
好友有居间协调，希望和平解决这件事。居间就是跟被告交涉之间是吗？对。居间帮和被告跟被告协调，希望就是 bring peace， 希望 和平解决这件事。 然后他有，就是 Vanessa 有告诉房东。
She's like an angel, really. She's giving me the office that she was an angel.
说这件事情，对被告 造成很大的困扰，而且当时也令被告整个心就是身心的状态变得不是很好，有忧郁的情况。那个书记官不好意思，那个令是令人怎么样的那个令？对，命令的令。对，谢谢。
Oh, that dramatic effect, mom and dad praying at the end. This has had a terrible effect on my family. My grandma's 80 years old, and she's so sad to see me angry about court stuff. It's just to show, like, good Lord, I'm a human. I might be a stupid foreigner, but I do have real family that loves me very much, and this is not right to do to them. You know, put their son in jail in Taiwan because he was threatened. I was pushed in the street. I was done in for jaywalking. This isn't right. Look at who pushed me, not why I was jaywalking. Just, I put that for dramatic effect.
只是要做一个戏剧化的表达啦，就是我要强调的，画面中是我的爸爸妈妈，他们在为我祈祷。
Yeah, it's our prayer actually. She's praying.
他们在为我祈祷。其实我也是人，而我的家人非常的爱我，实在不应该这样对待他们，让他们的儿子去可能要面临牢狱之灾。哎，那个书记官他说不，实在不应该这样对待他们，他没有讲告诉我们。他们很爱我，实在不应该这样对待他们。而让他们的儿子面临牢狱之灾。对。Judge would like to understand your Chinese proficiency regarding written Chinese and conversation.
I know when I see the dash, I remember that's one, right?
那个题上就是对于中文是看不懂。
You know, that's about it.
What about listening and speaking?
I am right now, like I'll listen and I'll hear GG, 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 and I'm thinking,they can't be saying Gigi, though, because there's the four different tones.
So
I'm just able to pick little things, and I have to listen very carefully, and I don't even know, I don't know what they're talking about.
Just some keywords, but usually you don't understand.
Because there's the four tones, right?
那个听声，因为我们的中文有四个不同的音，所以对他来讲，他就算听到人家讲，可是他会把那些字也搞混，所以不太知道完整的意思。
我听小朋友，they go 掉了，掉了，and I think, oh, what's 掉了？ The children always say it.
但是，它整份文件都是我做的。
这个第五章法二和第四十一条，这个法律规定被告怎么来的
？So how did you find this article
here?
This is penalty. Chapter 5 penalty. How did you find it?
That guy Max from the courthouse, who's savvy about law, came over and helped me delete anything that was illegal on that website.
So he was Max?
Yeah,
that
and he showed me the legal points.
Article.
Yeah, there's four legal points.
我的朋友 Max 提供给我的.
He helped a lot.
I blanked it
out, you see.
28 September 2021. Yeah. This is the date.
Just like yesterday.
Show on the website.
Yeah, yeah.
庭上您要问的是，他是这一个日期取得这个榜吗？
对,
so according to the web page, the time and date shown on the web page says 28 September 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So at least from today, that day, you understood or you got the article from Max.
He came over and gave me four legal points. I don't even remember what they are.
因为 Max 当时有提供给我四个不同的法条.
And I have a big thing of legal points.
要有一整叠的那个法条.
This is getting ridiculous.
Sir, regarding the documental information in the files for the first instance, including the statements made by the plaintiff and yourself,
mm-hmm.
and the documents they have in the files and mm. that shows all the web pages and the information, do you think that any of the exhibits or information in the file shouldn't be used as evidence for the case? Is there anything
I'm giving you that I really shouldn't? Is that what the question
is?
No.
Including all the statements made by the plaintiff,
well,
yourself, and all the documents, information they have mm-hmm. in the file.
At what point do you look at someone that can talk about the color of curtains for an hour and ignore the locking door and take them seriously?
No. Just focus on the evidence or the information and documents they have in the file.
Oh,
Do you think there is something you think that the judge shouldn't consider it as evidence for the case?
Yeah, I mean, when she was saying how she could click to it four different ways with a different web browser, look, it still goes there. Look, it still goes there with Chrome. It still goes there with Google. I mean, come on. Of course it does. That's stupid. And another thing she did was she's talking about the meeting, the video that shows her face. Good Lord, no one watched that video. It was for, the whole page was made, hopefully, to find a pro bono lawyer that might see these videos and say, look, we've got an easy one here. Because I didn't have money for a lawyer, and I knew that I needed serious help, and I still do. But I took it down out of respect for what we're going through today. And so that's why the whole thing's there. And there was never a link from ilearn.tw to there. But it just let her talk.
You need to focus on the judge's question. But okay, so for the information, including your statement, the plaintiff's statement, and all the information or documents submitted to the court, the district court, means this judge would like to ask you, do you want the three judges in the high court to investigate all the evidences that were used in the first instance? in order to determine if you are guilty or not? Or is there any evidence you think that shouldn't be used as evidence for your case? Do you want them to investigate all? All the exhibits in the file? Or?
I thank you for your time, and I'm not in any liberty to tell the judge what to do. If she feels that's the right way for it, I trust that she'll see that I'm not guilty of jack squat. And if anyone deserves a payment cash settlement, it's me, not her. You know.
庭上，我很感谢庭上花这么多时间在这个案子上。那我想我没有那个立场可以告诉庭上说应该要怎么做。如果庭上认为适合的话，就请进行调查。According to the laws, the judge has to confirm with you if you agree that an exhibit or any information should be used as evidence for the case. So the judge wants to ask you, do you agree that the judge investigate the evidences that she just mentioned?
Sure.
So, 当然。
Sure.
对，对，请进行调查。Other than the statements you made before, do you have any other statements or any additional evidence you would like the court to investigate?
Well, I mean, I think we said it all. We're repeating ourselves. Yeah. I think she knows. She knows the analogy of pushing someone for jaywalking, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
I will. I'll come.
Okay.
I've already been in jail 3 times.
Okay. Okay. So next time they will conduct the oral debate because there will be 3 judges.
Oh, really?
Here in the court.
Thank
so
you.
You need to make the final statement that day if you have anything to say.
I got lots
to
say.
They will close the case that day, okay?
God
so remember
you.
To bring all the information.
I'll bring the big thing, you know, the file of...
Okay, so I need you to get in the survey again.
Very, very happy to.
It's a good social...
This is good, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And this is the attitude, passion...
Very good, right?
Yeah, the passion. And this
very
is
good.
The completeness and professional.
Very good.
Okay, then please write down your name here.
Right here?
Yeah, just here.
Sorry. Okay. Signature, right, I just print it. I'm printing it, I guess.
Okay.
She got my letter that I sent, the nice letter. Did she ever get that nice letter? Right here.
This is the today's record, and this is the
next
time. Section. Yeah, 18th of June, 9:30. So please confirm if this is. 这个是
Thank you for your help. I'm sorry, we were taking too long. Let's get out of here.
There,
she read it. Good. Good. Because I'm so angry. So I needed someone to help me write it so I wasn't so angry. Thank you.
对对，我有跟他讲，所以 remember to bring this to the corner.
Thank you. You touched my heart. You're so amazing, and I feel blessed I met you. Really, thank you, because I'm so angry. And when I relive it, I'm reliving it and reliving 5 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Remember, if you have any information. Additional documents, you need to bring them next time, okay? It's because they were closed, the case last time.
Good. I hope it is closed. Because it's about time it's closed. I just think...
It takes a lot of time already, but...
I think Bella has really wasted.
A lot of remember, it will be the last section.
Yeah. Haven't I been punished enough? I mean, good Lord. Thank you.
Okay.
I forget your name again. What's your name?
Jenny.
I'm Ross. I guess you know that. RossBlaine.com. It's nice to meet you. You really, I feel very lucky.
I'm trying to try my best.
I feel very, very lucky. Well, you can tell. I've had other translators, and they just sort of ask the question. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I know a little more what's going on. But when they ask really legal questions, I really wish I had a lawyer. Because you can tell when the question is, should I consider all of these things? And I'm thinking, is this one of those trick questions? Do you know what I mean? But anyway, I think there's one thing the judge probably knows. He's crazy, but he's honest. She'll probably know, at least she'll know I'm going to tell the truth. What I think it is, and I'm not going to, Jeez. What a nightmare. And then there's another case, though. Let's see what that is. I hope it's just. I don't know what you're saying. She told my friend on the phone, Vanessa. Vanessa said, she told me she was going to do things to you so terrible I can't repeat them. Yeah, you should be on the inside though. I'm not being a gentleman.
You should be on the inside. You're right.
But I mean, I guess there's one thing Bella is truthful with. She's truthful with her threats of legal battle. That's when she needs business when she says that. Anything else is a lie. The landlord from hell. But I guess, do you deal with any landlord cases in your time working in this kind of work? I'm not your first landlord case.
No, but it's not very often. No.
See, I'm one of the lucky ones. I really should get a lotto ticket. Bye for now. Thank you. Bye. Okay.